What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Aditi Kankawala with us just moments ago. Hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. Daryl Ryder going to join us at 8:20. I got questions to ask Daryl about Dylan Gabriel. I think we know what questions I'm going to ask Daryl coming up at 8:20. Also, not a good weekend for the Gardos that coming up at 8:01. So, hearing what Aditi had to say about Dylan Gabriel, because obviously the context part bothered her, what people are saying on the internet bothered her, and I got to admit, like, there were some people even going, well, your own network put it. I go, Aditi's CBS and News 5 now. She is not NFL Network anymore. Hasn't been for 2-3 years now. So the NFL putting it out, yeah, the NFL wants clicks just as much as anybody. The NFL wants reactions just as much as anybody. They are entertainers. They're in pro football is an entertainment business. I know guys stay up 20 hours a day working on game plans, this, that, and the other. It's an entertainment business. It's meant for us to be entertained by. And Dylan Gabriel, whether he likes it or not, when he says he is in the business of competing and not entertaining, I mean, you're part of the entertainment. Whether you like it or not. And people are going to interpret that any way they possibly want. And there's been plenty of people who have interpreted that as a shot at Shador Sanders. You said you were surprised that wasn't my first initial thought. I just don't think. And if you want to call me naive, you go right on ahead. I don't think a guy who has been as buttoned up, quiet about this quarterback controversy or about this quarterback competition, try not to turn it into a controversy, about this quarterback competition, would just do halftime during a preseason game to finally take a shot at Shador Sanders publicly. I just didn't believe it then. I certainly don't believe it now. So that wasn't my original thought. So you had said, you and several others at the feast, when you saw those comments, you went, oh boy.
Yeah, before we saw the full exchange, and then once we saw the full exchange, it obviously changed things. Well, just because, I mean, come on. We have never seen a situation like this where you have two guys battling, but yet they're not battling for the starting job, but yet there is more recognition of this competition than there are some other starting jobs. It's bizarre. And then one guy has, you know, all these roots in reality shows and national media paying attention to the likes we haven't really seen maybe since Tim Tebow, and that guy was a first-round pick. Like, any other guy has just been deplorable by almost everybody's standards. It's watch camp every day. And finally, he gets a chance to perform, does some really good things, did some bad things too, but did some really, really nice things. I thought made some very impressive third down throws. I thought were nails on some of those tosses.
What I didn't think of it is like, I thought Dylan Gabriel played well. And hey, we do Super Bowl, Super Round sometimes out of spite, sometimes out of happiness, sometimes because it's the only good thing we can say about the football team. I mean, Super Bowl, Super Brown said for everything. I know that some people across the river might be worked into a shoot over, but I don't care about that. I thought he played well enough, but I didn't think he was all of a sudden puffing out his chest. Like, you guys all thought I was going to be terrible. You guys all wanted to make a big thing about this fifth-round guy, so I'm going to take shots at him. Over 143 yards and a pick six and a fumble, if we're going to do that. I thought he made some very nice throws. But I didn't think that Dylan Gabriel would be picking that time while they're still teammates. If he even felt that way, I don't know how he feels about Shador Sanders, but even if he did feel that way, you're not going to pick halftime of a preseason game or a sideline interview of preseason game number two to take shots at another guy on your own football team? That's insane. I don't understand how I was the only one living in some common sense at that point on Saturday afternoon.
But you couldn't understand when, you know, he has this the most exciting time possibly of his life. He gets drafted by an NFL team in the third round when projections had him fourth, fifth, man, some even worse than that. He gets drafted in the third round, thinks, all right, now I know what needs to be done. I'm in a situation where they don't really have a starting quarterback. Maybe I have a chance to actually earn the starting job. And then they pick Shador Sanders. He's had to deal with the Shador stuff over the last year. Not just every quarterback has. You know, these guys, I think, have all been wondering, why is Colorado getting all the buzz? We're the team that's ranked near the top or number one. Well, why are they getting talked about? I'm the guy putting up these numbers. I have a win against Ohio State. Like, you can imagine throughout the season, you know, what that was like for a lot of guys, including Dillon Gabriel. And then to be confronted with it, and let's be honest, he's being confronted with not just Shador. He's being confronted with his fan base. Look how his fan base seizes hold of every opportunity. And he's got to be thinking, man, if I would have been drafted just anywhere else, in any other situation,
maybe that's possible.
I wouldn't have had to deal with these crazies that are flocking out of nowhere. They don't care about the Browns. They just care about Shador.
Even if he thought that way, an interview in a preseason game during the game is not the time to shoot your shot. And I would hope, as a guy who's played for two of three big programs, I mean, Oklahoma and Oregon, no offense to UCF, they're different beings. They're different beings. You're trained in the media to not do that stupid stuff. And that would be incredibly stupid. And why I think that this is a much bigger deal in people's keyboards than it is in real life, I don't know, Tone. I had to go do volunteer work on Saturday. And I'm standing there at our booth over at I made it sound like I was Mother Teresa over there. What did I? Either that or I was doing community service. Either or. But I'm standing there at this event in Streetsboro. Plenty of Browns fans. What'd you think of Dillon? Nobody. And there were running the gamut of teenagers all the way up to elderly senior citizens. What did you think of Dillon Gabriel? Nobody said a word about his comments. Nobody. So I think it's a much bigger deal in our world on the internet and to the people on the internet than it ever is in real life.
It was absolutely huge online.
I don't think the general Browns fan noticed or cared or thinks that Dillon Gabriel and Shador Sanders, one hates the other or they hate each other. I don't think either of them think that way. That's why I didn't respond. Or I didn't think about it. I didn't think it was a big deal then, and I'm trying not to think it's a big deal now. And Aditi with the context, I saw the quote. Aditi with the context is trying to say it's not that damn big of a deal, or at least he's not going after Shador Sanders.
But just the wording was so perfect for people who didn't have the context to confuse it. It couldn't have been mapped out any better than to say entertainers versus competitors. That's a perfect storm. That is the absolute perfect assembly of words to get people to pit these quarterbacks against each other when we haven't seen any evidence of them have any kind of hatred for each other. I would even argue to say, like, I don't even think there's been, like, you know, normally when there's a competition, you see guys like we saw that with like Hoyer and Manziel.
Yeah.
It was pretty obvious. The people that were covering the team at the time, they're like, these guys do not like each other. They do not really care for each other right now. And maybe it was just a situation more than anything.
If you were Brian Hoyer, why would you? Because I'll tell you what, at least these guys seem to be taking it seriously, but I don't want to dust that off again.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.